And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 6th of June, 2025. June 6th is International Tempe Day. It's a celebration of tempe, a traditional Indonesian food made from fermented soybeans, and its nutritional and cultural significance. Hundreds, possibly thousands of years ago, a humble bean was transformed into a superfood in a banana leaf. Once considered as the poor man's meat, tempe has gone global and has become the pride of Indonesia. This fermented wonder is a nutritional powerhouse and is versatile to cook with. Tempe is a good source of plant-based protein, fiber, and other nutrients, and its fermentation process enhances its digestibility and nutritional benefits. Tempe is a simple, clean protein that is becoming more and more relevant because of its minimal impact on the earth and positive impact on our health while not harming our animal friends. It's the birthday of David Clough, born on this day in 1968. David Clough is a British author and academic with a focus on the Christian vegan movement. He is professor in theology and applied sciences at the University of Aberdeen and a Methodist preacher. He is also the founder and co-director of the Creature Kind Project, which focuses on the welfare of farmed animals as a faith issue. He is the author of a number of books on animal rights and, in particular, the use of animals for food, including his two-volume monograph entitled On Animals, Volume 1, Systematic Theology, and On Animals, Volume 2, Theological Ethics. He was also co-director of the collection of essays Creaturely Theology on God, Humans, and Other Animals. He has written articles on the ethics of the use of animals for food, including Consuming Animal Creatures, The Christian Ethics of Eating Animals. The publication of Thing, Inside the Struggle for Animal Personhood by Sam Machado, Cynthia Souza Machado, and Stephen M. Wise was on this day in 2023. Happy has lived at the Bronx Zoo for most of her 48 years and for more than a decade has remained largely isolated and lonely. Like all elephants, Happy has a complex mind and a deep social, intellectual, and emotional life. She desires to make choices and has a sense of self-recognition, but like all non-human animals, Happy is considered a thing in the eye of the law with no fundamental rights. Due to a series of groundbreaking legal cases, however, this is beginning to change, and Happy's liberation is at the forefront. A vibrant and personal graphic novel, Thing, Inside the Struggle for Animal Personhood, traces this moving story and makes the legal and scientific case for animal personhood. Led by lawyer Stephen Wise and aided by some of the world's most respected animal behavior and cognition scientists, the Non-Human Rights Project has filed cases on behalf of non-human animals like Happy since 2013. Through this work, they have forced courts to consider the evidence of their clients' cognitive abilities and their legal arguments for personhood, opening the door for similar cases worldwide. In Thing, comic artists Sam Machado and Cynthia Souza Machado bring together Wise's groundbreaking work and their powerful illustrations in the first graphic nonfiction book about the animal personhood movement. Beginning with Happy's story and the central ideas behind animal rights, Thing then turns to the scientists that are revolutionizing our understanding of the minds of non-human animals, such as great apes, elephants, dolphins, and whales. As we learn more about these creatures' inner lives and autonomy, the need for the greater protections provided by legal rights becomes ever more urgent. With cases like Happy's growing in number and spanning from Argentina to India, nations around the world are beginning to recognize the rights of animals. Combining legal and social history, innovative science, and illustrated storytelling, Thing presents a visionary new way of relating to the non-human world. And here's a poem for today, The Elephant by Rudyard Kipling. I will remember what I was. I am sick of rope and chain. I will remember my old strength and all my forest affairs. I will not sell my back to man for a bundle of sugar cane. I will go out to my own kind and the wood folk in their lairs. I will go out until the day, until the morning break, out to the wind's untainted kiss, the water's clean caress. I will forget my ankle ring and snap my picket stake. I will revisit my lost loves and playmates masterless. Tumai of the Elephants. The Elephant by Rudyard Kipling. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all animals are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.